How's everybody doing tonight?
Yeah. Good.
Thanks so much for having me back here, guys. My big thanks again to Frank Soltown. It's been a couple of years since I've been here, so I'm going to play some stuff you've heard before with different mistakes. Some brand new stuff. I'll have some mistakes in it, and you won't know if it's all mixed up anyway. nobody, nobody's around. If I find someone, don't move when I say, I lost my way, I lost my way. I don't want directions, I don't need a map. The lights are gone out, I like it like that, the sky goes black. Come with me, baby. I'm willful for you. probably easily been my biggest year so far. Well, last year was, I guess this year's kind of going to be all right so far. Last year, I did pretty close to 200 shows, put up in the mountain, toured all kinds of bigger venues, all kinds of new places. And, one of the things I got to do that I've never done before was play in a prison. And it was my first time in prison. And it was a pretty cool experience. I played for about 250 inmates, and there's 1,900 total in there. And, playing for 250 was intimidating enough. And it was really great. It was a medium to maximum security prison, so the guys have done some nasty things to be in there. It was pretty weird talking to some of them. Some of them had never seen live music before. The one guy was 40. In his 40s, he'd never seen live music before. He had some kind of intention his whole life. And, I kind of thought going in and playing all the hard songs that they want to hear, but it ended up being a lot of the ballads that kind of hit home for them. But, I thought about it after and realized, really, if me singing songs while missing my girlfriend and take my whole meeting and been locked up for 45 years. But this is one of the songs a lot of guys said kind of hit home for them. This is a new one that really loved. This one's called First Boy.
Thank you.
song is all about when you've broken up with somebody and seen them walking down the street with somebody else and realize they're much better off without you. Whole relationship. That's the only time I ever said the right thing at the right time. So, I can just write a song about it. That's where this one came from.
sunshine, come on rain. Come on always, don't you worry about time. My open arms is all you're gonna find.
Yeah. can't fall asleep for dreams that will come. It's when the walls cave in, the cold fills my lungs. Oh, if life was a blessing, then please let it be. Someday God's light will give these poor souls relief. Black on my head and black on my shoes, black on my heart, these cold mountains.
So easy, you want, but we don't have it.
Yes, I'm gonna be the one to let you down. This next thing is about a good friend of mine, not a good friend. It's all about, you know, not giving up, you know, things get tough, you know, kind of picking up the wound and all that, kicking up the wound.
Nah, you've done that.
Thank you very much. Thanks to all the staff here at the Brass Monkey for making so much great food, so many good drinks for us all. This one's a request going out to the folks at the Brass Monkey who asked this one. I haven't been paid yet, so I figure I should do it. We got time for a couple more songs. Thank you so much, everybody. This is one I wrote for my folks after realizing those all the little things my dad didn't make a difference for. So it's called Little Things. Hey, you coffee. Always watch your favorite movie. Watch until you fall asleep. I lay still so I won't wake you. And as the credits roll, I'll hold you close. Is the devil. And that's where we want to finish off with. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you next time. Good on. Imagine yourself a few years ago driving through the East Coast in Canada. You're driving along the gorgeously beautiful, scenic St. John River Valley, and you come across this tiny town, Perth Andover. You see a sign up for some local music on Thursday nights that just happens to be Thursday nights, so you decide to pop inside, you set up at the bar, start chatting with the bartender for a little bit. Before too long, he's taken away to deal with somebody else. With your drink in your hand, you just take a cab and look around the room to see who all's there and see what's going on. Your attention is drawn to this one couple off in the corner all by themselves. Looks like they're having a very intense conversation. You look at the woman, she's just kind of talking away, sipping on some kind of a drink that the locals call Moscow Moose. Would you find out it was just a glass with a lot of vodka and ice in it? You look at the fella and he's just shaking his head, staring down at 10 empty shot glasses. So you concentrate on this man for a few more minutes and You start to recognize this look come across his face. It's a look of a man who's got something to say he didn't want to say for a long, long time. And she has no idea it's coming. So like any good polite person to do, you grab your drink and turn yourself around to your bar stool so that you can get a good look at all the action. And just as he stands up and he kicks back his chair and he throws down that last shot of whiskey, the whole room goes quiet. This is what everybody hears him say.
You're the only sure thing that I
Thanks so much, everybody. See you next time. Get home safe. Thank you.